Message number 175. Message to the clergy: do not allow bullying by secular societies. Saturday, August 27, 2011 at 0010. My daughter, if only more priests and members of the Christian Church would open their minds and accept that I am speaking to the world now through these messages, then my heart would be lighter. It is my devout followers who hold the candle of light as they forge ahead to spread my warnings to the world, to encourage my children to redeem themselves in my eyes. Oh, how it saddens me to see how closed the minds are of those sacred servants who profess to communicate my word, my teachings to the world. They break my heart, so hardened have their own hearts become. My teachings espouse the fact that divine revelations do take place and have taken place since the beginning of time. Did they think that my mother or I would not communicate to my children over the centuries? They are happy to pay attention to the word of saints gone by long after their messages were given to the world, but not so today. The difference during this time is that no time will be afforded to them to enable them to digest these messages after the event. Because time will be no more as you know it. I call on you, my sacred servants, and my holy vicar, to read my words to mankind now. Never before have you needed my intervention in worldly events as you do now. Remember that I rose from the dead and promised I would come back. How prepared are you now? How often do you remind my children of the need to redeem themselves in my eyes? How often are you willing to hear the sins of my children when you are so busy? The time is not being afforded to the hearing of confessions. You have let me down, my sacred servants, and for that you offend me greatly. To deny my children the right to the sacraments is unforgivable. Wake up now and follow my instruction. Do your duty to my children as you promised me through your sacred vows. Please do not turn your back on my teachings. Faith, and especially that of my beloved sacred servants, is weakening considerably. This is brought about by the curse of Satan, who has walked among your midst for some time, causing havoc within and outside of my church. Remember this, my sacred servants. This is Satan at work. You must never give in to his torments so that you pull away from your duty to me. Hear me now. Heed my warnings and prepare my flock so that they can seek redemption for their sins now. Move then so that my church will continue to fight for the truth of my teachings and not allow the bullying from secular societies to push you into a corner cowering with fear. For if you do that, you will be succumbing to the temptations of the evil one, whose lies have already destroyed much of my church. You are my lifeline, my sacred servants, and I need you now to help me save my precious children as they face the torments which twist their minds to the truth of my teachings and the existence of my eternal Father. I call on you now to listen to me when I call you. Your beloved teacher, Jesus Christ.